Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Charles Breitenfeldt. He's the Partners for Clean Air Coordinator for the Indiana Department of Environmental Management's Northwestern Indiana Regional Office. Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Carl. It's good to be here.
So tell our listeners, what is Partners for Clean Air?
So Partners for Clean Air is a coalition of Northwest Indiana businesses, industries, and local governments and community groups that are committed to improving overall air quality and public health through voluntary actions.
So how does membership work, and who can be a partner?
Well, anyone and everyone can be a partner of the Partners for Clean Air program. We currently have members that are as small as one individual, and that goes all the way up to as companies as large as GAF in Michigan City, NIPSCO, we all know, and Metro Recycling in this area. It doesn't matter how big or small you are. If we combined all of our efforts together, it'll all add up to cleaner air.
I've always loved that tagline.
Yeah, it's very catchy. I mean, it all adds up cleaner, and it's so true. Yeah, if you want to sign up, it's really easy. You go to our Partners for Clean Air webpage. It's part of the IDEM website. And right there, there's a little bubble right on the right-hand side of the page. It says sign up for Partners for Clean Air, and it pulls up a nice state form for you. You can sign up as an individual or an organization. And then you just kind of fill in some basic information. And then the real meat of it comes in when it says to choose your different level of membership.
I see.
Yeah, we have four different levels of membership. We have gold, silver, bronze, and green. Mm-hmm. And those different memberships require you to do different things. Like gold and silver level memberships, you sign up to do 6 and 4 voluntary air actions, respectively, for that category. And they're listed right below that. There's 52 of them that you can choose from, so you have quite the options. And if you don't find anything you like there, you can create your own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty convenient.
Very user-friendly, right?
Very user-friendly, mm-hmm. Yeah. We try to make it as easy as possible. The gold and silver level memberships do also require some monetary or in-kind commitment to our program, as we are 100% funded by our members. So the more members we have, the more stuff we can do, the more we can get our name out there and educate the public. And those members for that commitment get to go on our steering committee that we meet every month on the second Friday of the month, and we get together and go over the things that we're trying to do. Regardless of what level membership you are, you still get a vote, and we vote for awards and other things like that. So everybody gets the vote and gets to know what's going on in our coalition. But the gold and silver level members are the real driving force of our coalition.
So why is it important for folks to work to keep air pollution down in our region, Charles?
Well, there's so many important things for it. I mean, air pollution can harm everybody. You know, it can be really dangerous for a lot of different people. And that includes children, teens, people with asthma or other lung diseases, anyone over the age of 65. If you like to exercise outside or you work outdoors, you know, if you have like diabetes or cardiovascular diseases like high blood pressure, all the air pollution affects all those different people. It's hard to get your message across in a short time like this, but you know, we humans on average breathe about 14,000 liters of air per day. And just think,
that's a lot of air.
That's a lot of air. Yes. And when we have air pollution in our area, all those different contaminants that are in the air affect things. You know, they affect our lungs, they affect our heart. And if we have too much of those different things, it can cause headaches, cardiovascular disease, or asthma. You know, that's a big thing, especially here in like Lake and Porter counties, mm-hmm. where we were recently designated as serious non-attainment. You know, so we really have to pay close attention, especially during those ozone action days. You know, from the months of March 1 through October 31st, it's really important that we pay attention to those things and make sure we do anything and everything we can to keep ozone-depleting substances from entering our atmosphere during those days.
So what are some of the ways you help spread the word about the importance of clean air initiatives?
Well, we love to do outreach events. We're, mm-hmm. I think we did like 20-something outreach events last year through our office, and Partners for Clean Air is always a big part of that. We have a cool event coming up here on January 18th. We're going to be at the Valparaiso University men's basketball game. We're going to have a booth there, so you can come up. We're right next to the concession stand, so you can learn all about clean air while you're waiting in line for your popcorn or your soda. And you can also sign up. We're giving away 4 bikes. So wonderful. That's really, yeah.
So no cost to enter any of these drawings. Just show up.
Yep. And you just have to buy a ticket to watch the game. Other than that, there's no other cost. Yep.
So I know that the steering committee is also working on a new scholarship program. So tell our listeners a little bit about what that is about.
Oh, well, this is something we're super excited about, Carl. I mean, this is the first time we're doing this. A lot of people have put a lot of work into it. We're giving away at least one $2,500 scholarship. We're awarding it during this scholarship season. It's to any senior in that's at a Lake, Porter, or LaPorte County High School. You have to be in one of those districts. You have to have a GPA or cumulative GPA of 2.5, be attending an Indiana accredited college or university in the fall of 2020, and be pursuing a 2-year, 4-year college degree or a 2-year trade school. So we didn't want to leave out the trade schools, certification or degree. And that, you know, we want you to tell us what you plan on doing with those degrees or certificates to help produce clean air or help limit the amount of pollution here in Northwest
Indiana. That is just a wonderful attribute to Partners for Clean Air.
Oh, it's awesome. We're very, very excited
about it. So how can people learn more about the Partners for Clean Air program?
So they can go to our website or we have a Facebook and LinkedIn pages, Partners for Clean Air, Northwest Indiana on Facebook and LinkedIn. And then we also have our website, which is www.in.gov/partnerships. /item/partnerships. Mm-hmm. And you go there, there's a Partners for Clean Air tab right there. You click on it, and we have all of our links, all of our notifications, upcoming events. And there's also links to different things that you can help do to reduce air pollution here in Northwest Indiana.
So, folks, what Charles is telling you, this is a great way for you to make a huge, significant impact on the quality of air and the quality of life here in Northwest Indiana. And we'd welcome more new members to get involved with the Partners for Clean Air program. Charles, thank you so much for being on the show today. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Charles Breitenfeld, Partners for Clean Air Coordinator for the Indiana Department of Environmental Management's Northwestern Indiana Regional Office. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.